I don't care how much pain you've had to go through to get here, even though I care that you've gone through pain. But what I do care about is that you don't stop betting on God. You bet on God when you can't see him. You bet on God when you can't feel him. You bet on God when he seems like he's a mile away. You don't lose your bet on God because he hasn't given up on you. Sarah was barren, a terrible stigma in the culture. The facts of her situation were so dire that she laughed in the face of God's promises. We all have to ask the question, is there anything too difficult for God? But it's not too late. Even if it seems like you're in a hopeless situation, you will not be disappointed when you trust God through obedience and faith. Sarah wanted to throw a challenge flag out on God, because the one thing we know about Sarah is she was barren. For a Jewish woman to be barren, when the longing of a Jewish woman was the possibility to give birth to Messiah, that was a pain above all pain. It's not fair. And what's especially not fair is when you promise me I'm going to have a baby and I don't get pregnant. Now that's adding insult to injury. And that's not fair. There are many of us who believe God hasn't been right by us. Because if God would have been right by us, we wouldn't be this barren. To be barren is not to be able to give life. It's not to be able to possess life. It is the inability to grab life and hold it within you. And while Sarah was barren in terms of pregnancy and childbirth, a lot of folk are barren just with life itself. We've heard the promises of Jesus. I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. And that's what Jesus promised. He promised life and abundance, either a big baby or more than one. And yet many of us are walking around barren. We don't have life. We don't have this special thing Jesus talked about, this unique experience with God. Something is missing. Five times God had promised Abraham and Sarah that there was going to be a baby. Sarah heard it when she was 65 years old. Abraham, 75. There is going to be a baby. But like many of us, we hear what God says, but he's taking too long. Because why would it have to take this long when it's coming out of your mouth? The promises of God create doubt, create questions. Is his word true? Is he reliable? Can I bank on him? Or is God sending smoke my way? Because I don't have any life. There's no pregnancy in me. I'm dying inside. And God, I'm not sure I can trust you. That's the way Martha and Mary felt when they said, if you would have been here, our brother wouldn't have died. The problem is you didn't show up when you were supposed to. And look at the pain we're enduring now. It's not fair. Sarah thought she would help God out. Obviously, God didn't mean that I'm going to have a baby. Although that's what he said. He means that, Abraham, you're going to have a baby with my handmaiden. So let's help God out by letting you sleep with my handmaiden and let her have the baby and then that'll be our baby, and we will help God keep his promise. Because obviously, he can't keep it with me. So let's help God out. And out of this attempt to help God came Ishmael. He's called in the Bible the child of the flesh, not the child of the promise. My promise was, I'm going to give you, the two of you, a child. But because you didn't believe I could pull off what I promised, you went to man's way to bring about my promise. And whenever you mix man's way with God's way, you cancel or delay God's way from happening. Whenever you try to help God out through the flesh, you delay or hinder what God is trying to do simply because it's taking longer than you expected. In fact, even the New Testament talks about it. In Galatians 4, it talks about Ishmael and Isaac and the child of the flesh and the child of the promise to tell New Testament believers God knows what he's doing when he says what he says. He's got his timing, and I know you don't know when it's all going to happen, but he hasn't made a mistake, and he's faithful to his word. We actually delay what God's going to do when we add human opinion to it that is of the flesh and not in agreement with God. Whenever you add human opinion into God's promises, you're contradicting where you're trying to go. There was a 25-year gap between the giving of the promise and the experience of the promise. And the reason why there was a gap is that there was doubt about the promise. Because Sarah doubted, didn't believe this could be pulled off. In fact, Abraham and Sarah laugh. Their doubt was revealed in their laughter. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 16, I will bless her, and indeed I will give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed. Now, when you fall on your face and laugh, that's not ha ha ha. That, ah! Will a child be born to a man 100 years old? And will Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? In other words, God, that don't even make sense to you. God, you need to think about that, because if you calculate, that don't even make sense to you. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, that doesn't make sense. And in case you don't know, I'm 100. She's 90. Verse 11 says, now Abraham and Sarah were old and advanced in years. I don't know why you had to say both.
Right.
You know, they just want to illustrate how old sister girl was. You know, yeah, we talking old as dirt. They were older and advanced in years. Sarah was past childbearing. You don't say. Past childbearing. I love verse 12. Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I have become old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? Now, I'm going to try to do this right. Because Sarah says, in order to get pregnant, I have to have pleasure. Abraham is old. Shall I have pleasure, my Lord? Not only can I not get pregnant, Abraham can't get that far. Super Viagra can't help this man. Cialis on steroids won't do anything for AIDS. I shall have no pleasure of my Lord. We can't. Come on. Come on now. In other words, God, get real. Get real. We can't even get that far. Come back. And the Lord said to Abraham in verse 13, why did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I indeed bear a child when I am old? I don't see nothing funny. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? Ooh. She laughed because she left me out of this equation. She laughed because she thought it was just about the two of y'all. She laughed because she didn't understand that whatever I promise, I have the power to pull off. Once you are clear with the promise, it's not too late for God to pull it off, even though it's outside of the natural order of things. Remember Martha and Mary? Martha and Mary, Jesus said, take me to the tomb. Jesus told Martha, remove the stone. Martha said, G-man. Come on. Look, he been dead 4 days and he stinks. He stinks. He's rotten. Jesus said, didn't I tell you? Because apparently you weren't listening. That you will not see until you believe. The reason why we're not seeing promises is we don't believe them. Because we don't even think God can pull this off. We got a small God and wonder why we see small things. Until you increase the size of your God, you won't see what your God is able to pull off outside of the natural. Most of us can only live with the natural because that's all our God can pull off. You don't need more faith. You need a bigger God. A little faith in a big God is all you need. A lot of faith in a little God won't help you. So she needed help to believe so that God could pull off what he promised. Because God's promise is true even when his promise goes outside of the natural order of things. 190. The 25 years of waiting encapsulated two events before the pregnancy occurred. The destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah and Abraham telling Abimelech, Sarah is my sister. Those two events come between the promise and the delivery of the promise. Before we go there, Jesus says in chapter 18, is anything too difficult for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you. So it ain't time now because y'all folk laughing. At the appointed time, and at this time next year, Sarah will have a son. Sarah denied it, however, saying, I did not laugh, because the verse says she laughed to herself. Okay, so she didn't laugh out loud. She laughed in her heart, like God can't hear a heart laugh. She said, I didn't laugh, for she was afraid. She was scared. And he said, oh, no, but you did laugh. I heard you, even though you didn't say a word. All right. So God even knew what she was thinking. So God is so good. He can see your laugh, even though you're the only one that knows about it.
We'll return for more of today's message right after this special announcement from Dr. Evans.
Hello, this is Tony and Lois Evans with the Urban Alternative, and we want to invite all of our pastors and pastors' wives to a special time of spiritual refreshing and spiritual recovery on our Canada New England cruise, June 25th through July 2nd. It's going to be a special time with you in mind.
We're looking forward to meeting you and looking forward to, like Tony said, having a refreshing, renewal, reviving time with you. It's going to be great. Come and join us, meet some new friends. And we're looking forward to meeting you as pastors and pastors' wives. We have the joy of ministering to you on our website and in so many different ways, but it'll be really, really nice to meet you personally and get a chance to love on you. So come and join us on our wonderful cruise. You will be refreshed.
You know, the theme of our cruise is breathe, because we want you to take a deep breath.
Yes.
you know, get away from ministry for a while and just get with other folks who also need a break. My son Anthony will be doing the music. My daughter Priscilla Shire, now actress Priscilla Shire, is going to be ministering the word. I'll be ministering the word. We'll be fellowshipping with you. Martha Manithi will be ministering in music as well. So it's going to be an exciting time. You don't want to miss it. It will be June 25th through July 2nd, 2016, Canada, New England. Log on to TonyEvans.org. It will give you all the information about how to register for this time to breathe. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you on the cruise.
Bless you.
We now return to today's message.
Sodom and Gomorrah is destroyed. Abimelech tries to take Sarah as his wife, thinking it's Abraham's sister. And God says, I am not going to let anybody in your kingdom get pregnant. All wombs are closed in your kingdom until you get Sarah out of there. It says, and when Sarah left, the wombs opened up. And the women of Abimelech's kingdom could get pregnant. What was God's point? I control what lives and what dies. Sodom and Gomorrah, I control what lives and what dies. Pregnancy, I control what lives and what dies. In other words, your doubt is keeping me from breaking through for you. Your faith is stopping me. Did you know your doubt can block God? God told Martha and Mary, he said, I told you move the stones, not give me a lecture on mortuary science. And when she moved the stone and stopped arguing about the ridiculous nature of Jesus' request, it says, and then Jesus prayed. He didn't pray till she demonstrated faith. He prayed and said, Father, you always answer me. So now show up and show off. And all of a sudden, he says, Lazarus, come forth. I'm glad he just didn't say come forth, because then everybody in the grave would have come forth. Lazarus, come forth. See, that's the beautiful thing about it. God can get real specific when he sees your faith, because he answered a specific prayer. Not, Lord, bless me. Lazarus called him by name. You need something for God to call by name for you? A specific issue that even is outside of the natural order of things that you need God to do for you. In Martha Mary's case, it was delayed 4 days. In their case, it was delayed 25 years. God will wait until faith is exercised. And faith, as you recall, must be exercised, not merely discussed. Not merely discussed. And it's not that you need more of it. You need to exercise whatever little bit of it you have. In fact, here it is. You can feel faith less and be full of faith. You can feel full of faith and have no faith, because faith is not a feeling. Faith is the action you take. So if you're willing to take a faith action, even when you don't have a faith feeling, you're walking by faith. So don't get all thrown off by a feeling of faith. Don't try to work up and whip up faith. Jesus said, if you got faith, the grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be gone. Because it's not that you have to have a lot of faith. You just have to have a little faith in a lot of God. So God, because you said it, I'm going to act on what you said, believing that even if it's outside of the natural order, and that means it's a miracle. Anything outside of nature, outside of the natural order thing, it's a miracle. And we need a few more of them. Amen. I know he put food on your table and clothes on your back and a roof over your head. Okay, but that's not outside of the natural order. That everybody could say that. And God does things in nature. He does things in the natural order. But every now and then, you need to see God do something that doesn't make sense. You need to see God do something that's outside of the order. You need him to blow your mind. You need him to turn something around. You need him to flip and twist and tweak it. But he'll wait till he sees that you're willing to act in faith, because he wants to do something unique. You know, I pull up to McDonald's and I know the numbers. Number 9, crispy chicken number 9. I know the numbers. But if Sister Evans is with me when I pull up to McDonald's, it's a problem. But the problem is, she wants the sandwich done a special way. McDonald's is not set up for a special way. They set up for a number. You call a number, they deliver the number. They ain't all into, well, put mustard on one side and mayonnaise on another side, and I don't want the hamburger, I want it medium. I don't want it well done. McDonald's ain't into all that. McDonald's is fast service. You order the number, you get it sent to you, go on your way. So inevitably, if she's there, because she doesn't like it regular, she wants it special. So they tell us, pull over. Pull over. Because they're not set up for the extraordinary. They're only set up for the ordinary. But because her order is extraordinary, we have to wait. We have to wait. So we pull over, or we pull up, and we wait. And we wait until they fix this special order. But when they fix the special order, they bring it out to the car, and the reason we waited was because they had to do something outside of the norm. If God is making you wait, it means he's up to something special. If God is making you wait, he's doing something out of the normal order. If God is making you wait, he's cooking up something that everybody else doesn't get. And isn't that what you want? You want to see him with your own eyes. You want to see him with yourself. You want to see him out, exercise and execute on your behalf outside of the natural order of things. And so we see that Isaac is then born in chapter 21. Then the Lord took note of Sarah, verse 1 says, as he had said. He kept his word. And the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. So Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the appointed time of which God had spoken. You see all that? As he promised, as he said, what he said, at the appointed time. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah, not the handmaiden, bore to him, Isaac. And the word Isaac means he laughs. The word Isaac means he laughs. So since y'all in the laughter, since you folks like laughing, all right, let me give you something to laugh about. Call him laughter. So that every day that this boy lives and you live with him, you're reminded how funny this is. That at 190, you have something to laugh about. You know, when I would be crying and wailing, my father said, I'll give you something to cry about. God told him, I'll give you something to laugh about. I'm going to give you a son, and you're going to call him laughter. Because he will remind you that God always gets the last laugh. Even if it's outside of the natural order of things. Even when he does things that blow your mind. Because you're walking in faith. And so they call his name laughter. There's something else that's interesting here. By the way, Sarah is made a model for a woman. The great thing about this is that God is speaking to a woman directly. He tells Sarah what he's going to do for Sarah. He tells Abraham, but he tells Sarah too. Because gender doesn't matter when it comes to God talking to you. God can talk to a man, but he can talk to a woman too and give you his great and precious promises. And so God says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6, to New Testament women, he says, and like Sarah, who called Abraham Lord. Now, I know what you're saying. I ain't trying to have no baby. I ain't calling nobody Lord because I don't need no more babies. But that's not the point. The point is, she got a miracle. When she believed God and recognized God could do something in Abraham that was beyond nature, calling him Lord, because she called him Lord when she said, shall I enjoy my Lord again? That's when she called him Lord. So she had to believe God. We know she believed God because in Hebrews 11 it says, by faith Sarah conceived. So through the process of this time, she got the faith to believe, so it freed God up to act, because without faith, it's impossible to please God, Hebrews 11:6. And faith is your move, it's not your speech. And when she exercised faith, she could conceive a baby from her husband. But let me tell you something else. Chapter 23. Most people don't know this. It's a little secret. Now Sarah lived 127 years. And these were the years of Sarah. Sarah is the only woman in the Bible where we're told how old she was when she died. There are plenty of men that tell you how old they were when they died, but not women. But we are told how old Sarah was when she died. She's 127 years old. Now, why would he tell us about Sarah and not tell us about other people, other ladies when they died? Because if you're 90 years old and you get pregnant, that's the first problem. That's the first issue. You know, how does that even happen? The question is, how long am I going to be around to enjoy my baby? If I'm 90 years old when I get pregnant. So God wants you to know that not only can he keep his promise, he can keep you around long enough to enjoy it. That means she got to enjoy Isaac for 37 years from the time of his birth. For 37 years, even though she had been barren for 90 years, when God acted outside of nature, he gave her the opportunity to enjoy what God had given her. In other words, it's not too late. Even though you've been doubting God for a long time, it's not too late to exercise faith. It's not too late to act in belief right now. Don't you give up on God. I don't care how bad things look or how long it's taken. I don't care how long the wait is or how frustrating it's been. I don't care how much pain you've had to go through to get here, even though I care that you've gone through pain. But what I do care about is that you don't stop betting on God. You bet on God when you can't see him. You bet on God when you can't feel him. You bet on God when he seems like he's a mile away. You don't lose your bet on God because he hasn't given up on you.
You know, we've all struggled with doubts like Sarah. We've all struggled with not believing God. And sometimes we paid a price for our doubt and gotten things delayed because we didn't believe God. But God can take that unbelief, change it to belief, and then perform miracles because of belief. And we want you to experience the miracles God has for your life as he turns your doubt into faith. So the book, It's Not Too Late, will show you how to do that in not only Sarah's life, but the lives of many men and women in the Bible who had to recover from something. And you know, there are a lot of recovery programs out there because everybody needs to recover from something. God wants to help you recover and reward you for your recovery. So contact us at The Urban Alternative, 1-800-800-3222, or log on to TonyEvans.org. And when you do, you can get your copy of It's Not Too Late for a gift of any amount, as generous as you can be, to the ministry of The Urban Alternative so that this resource of spiritual recovery can be placed into your hands. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. God bless you.